With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump placing 25% tariffs on all imports from Mexico and Canada that will go into full effect in April after 2 months of various suspensions with a lower 10% charge on oil and other energy products from Canada. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says President Trump's tariffs are simply aimed at making sure other nations pay what they forced the U.S. to pay.
This keeps being characterized as a hostile move against our allies. These are global tariffs on steel, on aluminum, on autos, on semiconductors. Eventually, the president stated this. And then in April, the intention to put tariffs, assuming that the study comes back and so forth. But what they've discussed is a global reciprocal tariff. Understand what that means. That means basically whatever some country charges us, that's what we're going to charge them.
At least 32 people have been killed in a monster storm sweeping across much of the country. Kansas authorities said 8 people died in a highway pileup caused by a dust storm yesterday. But as of tonight, Missouri still led the nation in fatalities. Authorities say the state was pounded by scattered twisters overnight that resulted in at least 12 deaths. Also at SRNnews.com, the Trump administration yesterday moved to dismiss lawsuits against Iowa and Oklahoma for their immigration laws. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has this report.
The lawsuits had been through the Biden administration's Department of Justice to challenge laws enacted last year that make it a state crime for someone to be within the state's borders if they're in the U.S. illegally. Republican governors and lawmakers across the country had accused then-President Joe Biden of failing to enforce federal immigration law and manage the southern border. In response, Iowa and Oklahoma enacted similar laws last year, following in Texas's footsteps. All three immigration laws have been on hold while courts consider whether they unconstitutionally usurp federal immigration authority. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Hamas says it will only release an American Israeli and the bodies of 4 other hostages, implementing their ceasefire agreement. This is SRN News. A major contribution to a Christian homeless ministry, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
California's Orange County Rescue Mission is the recipient of a $200,000 donation from Chick-fil-A, the popular fast food chain. Ministry President Brian Crane tells the Christian Post that he is grateful, adding that, quote, "We are 100% privately funded and therefore completely rely on the generosity of private foundations, individual donors, and churches." Orange County Rescue Mission was formed in 1963 and provides both shelter and the gospel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
American Jews who fled their Syrian homeland decades ago are urging the Trump administration to lift sanctions on the country. They say those sanctions are blocking them from restoring some of the world's oldest synagogues and rebuilding Syria's decimated Jewish community. Members of the Hamra family who fled Damascus in the 90s returned to Syria last month for the first time. They were among a group that briefed State Department officials on the trip this month. This is SRN News. The United States Postal Service will work with the Department of Government Efficiency to reform its operation. Correspondent Mike Hempen has been following the story.
According to a letter sent to congressional members, the Postal Service plans to cut 10,000 workers and billions of dollars from its budget. The plan calls for DOGE to assist USPS with addressing, quote, big problems at the $78 billion a year agency. USPS says mismanagement of its retirement assets and workers' compensation program, along with regulatory requirements, have restricted, quote, normal business practice. USPS currently employs about 640,000 workers. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Veteran journalist Ron Nessen, who served as the press secretary for President Gerald Ford, has died at 90. Nessen had been an NBC News correspondent for 12 years when he became the president's chief spokesman. More details, more stories at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.